There is a tiny blues festival that's been going on for more than 20 years in a Detroit neighborhood. It's called John's Carpet House. Who are you?
I'm Edgar Shaw, blues man, one of the last of the true legends of Detroit blues. Well, you've been talking about your woman. Good God Almighty, man, if you could see mine.
I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I do stories about the arts. And in a way, this is your classic Detroit story. The locals love this thing, and the city has an issue with it. I recently spent a Sunday at John's Carpet House and talked to the people there.
My name is Sharif Hassan. It's my real name. I'm not a Muslim, anything. And that's my title is host. I'm the host here. You're in on the east side in the hood. You're around a kind of factory area, but it's quite, the ambience is great because there's trees blocking the bad parts of the hood that you can't see. And we're down here where it's secluded and it's kind of wooded. It looks wooded. It looks like some squirrels, a bunch of squirrels and raccoons and stuff should be running around, but they're not.
It's comfortable out here right now. We got the wind blowing in our hair. For a change, it's usually scarlet hot. And we still stay out here to doomsday. My name is Denise Davis of Denise Davis and the Motor City Sensations. It's sunny, and it looks like everybody happy, huh?
Yeah. What makes you say that? What do you
everybody
see?
Everybody is smiling. Everybody is jamming. They bobbing, weaving their head, and a couple of people on the dance floor shaking it up. So
it's something, a tradition that went down from like maybe 20, 25 years ago. It was a guy named John. He had a house. He put carpet on the porch to reinforce the sound, and he had different people. He was a musician. He had different people come by, and each Sunday they would sit in his front yard and play, or on his porch. The band would be on his porch. People would be in the yard eating and stuff, playing. They called it John's Carpet House. He died. Big Pete picked it up, moved it across the street. City Council got us to buy the lots over there, so it became like a Detroit icon, like a spot, Detroit's best kept secret, they call it.
Okay, I'm Albert Barrow, sometimes known as Big Pete. I'm the one that runs this out here. I put in 43 years at General Motors. I retired from General Motors. I've been doing this ever since John died in 2005. So for the last 10 years, I had it over here, and I've been running it by myself, you know. And I know mostly all the artists. And just like I see, Motown might have left Detroit, but the artists and stuff, they're still here. They done got older. And they come on by to kick, you know, kick it with us. That's what they be doing.
Well, I would say that if you haven't had an opportunity to come out here, this is definitely a place that you would like to be at on a Sunday. It's no violence. It's nothing crazy going on. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the most isolated areas that it's beautiful in the city of Detroit going on right now. I mean, this brings fire back into the community at large, you know, where people are gathering. Matter of fact, there go the councilman walking down the street right there right now.
My name is Scott Benson, City Councilman, Detroit 3rd District. This is an iconic blues festival that happens every Sunday throughout the early summer through early fall, and it's fantastic. But how do you do it? We're seeing some development pressures in the area, and so there have been some offers to help Pete relocate John's Carpet House of Blues.
Oh, shoot. They gave me a bunch of tickets. Matter of fact, they gave me 8 tickets saying that I was running a business out here. This is free to the public. We're not running no business. They're accusing me not having Port-a-Johns. We've had Port-a-Johns over here.
So I don't say the city's trying to squash it, but there may be a need to relocate and to formalize these operations, because you have people selling items, you have people selling food, eating. And so, I mean, there's some health issues, there's some public safety issues, and so you don't want somebody to get hurt because no one's regulating it.
It's hard to fight the system when they make the rules and they control everything, and that's what I'm dealing with. They're trying to force me off of my property because they have plans for this neighborhood, this area, and I won't sell.
What keeps you doing this? It sounds like you get a lot of headaches.
This is a bunch of headaches. But anyway, it's something that I enjoy. And I know bukus of people out here. Oh, Detroit is full of good people. And if you listen to the news, all you hear is the negative stuff. And all Detroit is not negative. We got a lot of good people here.
You have a variety of people, young and old, seniors, music lovers, people that just like to be on the grass, chilling, artists, musicians. I mean, there's a magnitude of different genres. I mean, we have Caucasians, we have African Americans, we have, it'd be Chinese people. I mean, everybody is here. There is, everybody is all one race, one color, loving the music out here.
Somebody love me, give back.